Take a deep breath and we will continue. Many changes have occurred within the physical body's configuration in the last 6 months of your time sequence. Your consciousness has increased dramatically. Now it is time to add to the foundational energetic template that we have helped you set in motion in these last two sessions. Your consciousness is dramatically evolving. The foundational energetics are preparing the energy field of your body to begin to use your electromagnetic body, epikinetic body, and eka body adeptly as you explore your refined states of consciousness that change the biological plasma of the physical body. You have set in motion the beginning refined stages of these three bodies. These are bodies of consciousness that have phases of movement and vibratory synthesis. Your physical body is a dense body that you use to navigate in the world of form. It is your experiential vehicle that has both electrical as well as magnetic components. The Earth's electromagnetic field is a carrier of biologically relevant information that connects all living systems. You continually receive electromagnetic waves from the Earth. Your physical body emits an electromagnetic energy into your field. Did you know that every person also affects the global information field of the Earth? There is a feedback loop between human beings and Earth's energetic magnetic systems. Your physical body, as well as your state of consciousness, has changed dramatically to a more refined frequency range. It is now time and necessary to illuminate your electromagnetic, epikinetic, and your eka bodies. Human emotions and consciousness encode information into the geomagnetic field. This encoded information is distributed globally. The Earth's magnetic field acts as carrier waves for this information, which influences all living systems and collective consciousness. Illumination of your electromagnetic body starts in your heart center, which is composed of your physical heart chakra, your massive sacred heart chakra. The human heart emits the largest electromagnetic field of all the body's major organs. These fields and the information encoded in them can be modified based on how you are feeling, what you are thinking, and different emotions that you are experiencing. The heart even sends signals to the brain through a system of neurons that have both short-term and long-term memory. And these signals can affect your emotional experiences. You have studied this system for several years. You have become conscious of your thoughts and emotions and how they create your reality. Significant changes have opened your hearts and expanded the use of the element of love. So your electromagnetic body has already changed and will continue to do so as you evolve. Your heart emits the largest electromagnetic field of all the body's major organs. The heart sends signals to the brain through a system of neurons that have both short-term and long-term memory. The heart actually sends more signals to the brain than the brain does to the heart. These signals can affect your emotional experiences. Every person affects the global information field. You as a group have created and will continue to create heart-coherent states of love, appreciation, care, and compassion because you have developed the foundational state of consciousness. Your field of love energies generates a more coherent field environment that benefits others and helps offset the current planetary discord and incoherence. This is why you have come into these bodies. You can and will make a difference. Deep breath. Now let's talk about the changes in the epigenetic and eka bodies. The epigenetic body is composed of biological plasma that is used by the energy body for projection and teleportation within the singular dimensional sequence of fifth dimension. You cannot take your physical body into the energetic and conceptual energies of fifth dimension. What you are accessing in this field is a non-physical state of refined consciousness that you can implant into the fifth dimensional body to further raise it to the complete and ideal function of fifth dimension. Remember, the fifth dimension takes you out of the fallen paradigm of separation and fear and sets you firmly in the paradigm of love and unity. It is dependent on the ever-increasing spinning velocity of the second triadic system. The epigenetic body is reliant on motion and velocities of light frequencies. It operates in the level of kinetic vibration that is primarily a low frequency acoustic energy. The eka body is a higher consciousness body. It is a vehicle combination of light frequencies for clearing consciousness time through the 7th, 8th, and 9th chakra configuration, which allows this consciousness vehicle to simultaneously work outside of time or space-time realities. This enables you to use your light body skillfully to further raise your biological vehicle to another state of being as it is used to navigate experience experiences in more refined states of matter. The epigenetic and ecobodies provide an alteration of the biological third-dimensional body's programmed clock that slows the aging and death of the physical vehicle until certain states of consciousness are received and put in play within your experiential exploration of the many fields of matter. This breaks the cycle of karma, which results in continual birth-death cycles. Alternate paths must be developed in the biological experience of having a physical body to navigate the world of matter. The biological body can be permanently altered in the dimensional sequence of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. The epigenetic and ecobodies provide a consciousness that can move beyond time or space. It can explore many dimensional states that have no form and bring back concepts and energetics that are useful in your current biological state. The ecobody imprints the biological body's consciousness with refined concepts and energies that it collects from various dimensional fields of light. So you see that you have already put some of the energetics in play that will continually activate the electromagnetic body, the epigenetic body, and the ecobody. You are creating a field of light and consciousness that will fully activate these bodies in their rightful progression. Now take a deep breath. Let us sit together in all of the energetics and concepts that have been put in play through the sound currents of the voices